Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, made on Varick Street at WNYC.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Lawrence Brownlee may be one of the most in-demand tenors on the American opera scene, but his job does not define him as a person. Yes, he loves opera, but he also loves salsa dancing, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Boston Celtics, and apparently Twitter. In fact, he seems to like Twitter a lot, as we'll see. His latest album is called Spiritual Sketches, done with the pianist and composer Damien Sneed. They describe it as a love letter to the tradition of African-American spirituals, but it's also an extension of that tradition. Here's Lawrence Brownlee and Damien Sneed at our piano to play one for us, Every Time I Feel the Spirit, live on Soundcheck.
Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Upon the mountain, my Lord spoke. Out of his mouth came fire and smoke. Look around me, look so fine. Ask the Lord, could it be mine? Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Jordan River, chilly and cold, chilled the body but not the soul. Looked around me, looked so fine. Ask the Lord, could it be mine? Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. I have sorrow, I have woe, I have heartache here below. While God leads me, I won't fear, for I know that He is near. Every time I feel the Spirit
That is Lawrence Brownlee, shattering glass in the Soundcheck studio with Every Time I Feel the Spirit, and Damien Sneed at the piano live on Soundcheck. That song is part of the new album, the most recent album called Spiritual Sketches. Lawrence, good to have you back with
Thank
us.
Thank you, John. It's good to be back with you.
Damien, welcome to you.
Great to be here.
That sound almost sounded like a spiritual with, I don't know, Ahmad Jamal or somebody like that accompanying. It's like very different from the kind of operatic tradition of, you know, African-American singers standing and delivering in a kind of classical vein. Is that what you were going for here?
Well, yeah. When Damien and I met, we met about 2 years ago, I think it was, with a mutual friend, introduced us, and we came together knowing that the two of us had similar backgrounds in music. I started with gospel in church, And so throughout my schooling, I got a chance to do musical theater, a little bit of classical, jazz. And so I had been influenced by so many different styles of music. And so I wanted to present something that showed my whole musical education. And so Damien also had the same background. And so we thought that we would make the marriage, the merging of all these styles together to present, you know, to continue the tradition or the legacy of spirituals.
I mean, it is a surprising sound, Damien, because, you know, we know from years of people singing these tunes, we know what they're supposed to sound like. And you're kind of subverting that subtly, or maybe not so subtly, with the piano arrangements. Where did that, you know, that idea come from?
That idea actually came from, I guess, my life experience growing up with different genres, being in my musical palette. As Lawrence and I came together, we wanted to also make a stance as young African-American men in classical music, trying to bridge the gap between classical music, jazz music, gospel music, common or popular music, and infuse all those together, but still with the sense of integrity that we're still reaching back from the tradition of the performance practice.
So are you actually playing around with the original kind of accompaniments that a John Jacob Niles or one of those people would have originally done for these old spirituals?
Most definitely. Those are definitely, for me personally, the first time I really experienced this was with Kathleen Battle and Jesse Norman under the baton of James Levine, with great arrangers like Evelyn Curran. Mark Fax, people like that, Hale Smith. They did arrangements and orchestrated it for the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra. And so I'm pulling some of that, those ideas, of course, with Burley, Harry T. Burley, as you said, Jacob Niles, and just infusing it with what feels right and what feels appropriate.
So now, Lawrence, you've been getting a lot of really great lead roles, from the Met here in New York to the L.A. Opera on the other coast,
right?
Including roles that have not traditionally gone to African-American men. The Sopranos, you know, the Leontine Prices and the Jesse Normans, they've had that trail blazed for them. You're still kind of doing that on the male side of things, it
Yes,
seems.
I consider myself very fortunate, and I've had so many doors open to me. I've gotten a chance to meet George Shirley, who was one of the first ones. Of course, Vincent Cole, also another person who's been successful in this business, singing the romantic lead, as you said, opposite singers, usually singers that are not your same complexion.
Right.
Out of the 12 or 13 years that I've been performing, I've had the pleasure, I should say, of performing with an African-American woman twice. One was a substitution, and the last one was by design, a girl by the name of Janai Orman, who sang Pamina and the Magic Flute I did in Los Angeles Opera recently. So, yes, it's been one of those things that I've got a chance to do this. And so it's, you know, a lot of people, a lot of the younger singers will say, you're a role model to me. And But I always say to people like George Shirley that you are the one who kicked down the door. And even the singers like Marian Anderson, Leontine Price, Martina Arroyo, all those people who came before us, they also were a big part of opening the doors that we today can perform and be on these stages.
I'll throw in another name, Robert McFerrin.
Absolutely.
Bobby McFerrin's dad.
Absolutely.
Who was the first African-American male singer to get a contract.
Absolutely,
with
at the Metropolitan
Opera.
Right. Camilla Williams. There are many, many that, you know, were important for us today.
Now, let me ask you about this L.A. debut, the Magic Flute, because you were apparently tweeting from the wings. Let me read. Through debuildness already, V. Stark coming up now. Here we go. So what is happening here? You're walking off stage, grabbing your phone, sending out tweets, and then going back out to sing the next aria?
Right. You know, it's in the Twitter sphere, as we call it. There are so many people who are connected, and they like to experience you know, the fact that we are human people, that we're normal. And I remember when I did the Met HD broadcast, that so many people were connected in that way, and they felt like they were experiencing the other side. Of course, we see what's on stage, and we feel like that is something that's untouchable. But when we feel like we can be a part of just regular everyday activity and then still go out on stage and do our jobs as professionals, I think it's fun. So people have enjoyed that. They've encouraged it, and so I like to do it.
So,
right. I mean especially fantasy football season. Fantasy football season,
really?
I'll come off the stage and see how my team is doing and then probably be either happy or upset or nervous and go back on the stage. And the whole time I'm singing, I'm thinking, I hope Peyton Manning threw 2 touchdowns or something like that.
Now, can you use that in your character, you know?
Of course, depending on where it is in the opera, I could really be upset in a point if my team's losing. So I have one fantasy championship this year, though, so I'm happy.
Really?
Yes.
How many different leagues are you in?
My wife hates the fall. I do about this year I did 4 leagues, which is I know it's crazy, but it's really fun.
That is crazy. Yes. That is crazy. And you're jetting around from Europe to America and back. Such is the life, apparently, of the professional opera singer, Lawrence Brownlee, with us here on Soundcheck today. Just for folks who have not seen Lawrence's Twitter page, this is what it says. Professional opera singer with many hobbies, including salsa dancing, photography, and following the Steelers and Celtics. I am also a noop. N-U-P-E. What is a noop?
What is a noop? If I tell you, no.
You'll have to kill me?
I have to kill you. No. I am a member of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, and we call ourselves noop.
All right. I thought that might be it.
Right.
So I looked it up on the internet and found this series of statements about noobs, and you can stop me when these begin to get when you think it's not right. Number one, noobs are college educated.
They are, yes.
Number two, noobs are overachievers.
Yes, we are.
Number three, noobs are entitled to your girl. I'm not making this up.
I didn't write that, but there's probably a shred of truth in that. No, I'm joking.
Given that your wife is just outside the studio, I'm going to go straight to number four because it might come in handy. Number four, noobs can talk their way out of any situation.
That is absolutely
correct. I am eager to see you talk your way out of this one when we get out of here.
My wife knows that I love her.
Number five, noobs are cocky, conceited, and confident.
I don't think all of that. We're confident, you know. We're
okay.
Confident.
And the final one, noobs will be noobs, so approach with caution.
Someone
right
was
off the
brilliant
internet, baby.
In writing those things. And so I'm very proud of them, of my fraternity.
All right. I'm going to cautiously ask you to sing another song for us. Great old. You want to do Balm and Gilead? This is
sure.
One that that
sounds
for
like a good one.
Many, many years, but perhaps not in this arrangement. Lawrence Brownlee, the tenor, Damian Sneed at the piano. Their collaborative record is called Spiritual Sketches. They are playing tomorrow night at Lincoln Center's Allen Room as part of the American Songbook Series. They are playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. Here's a live performance of Balm in Gilead. Thank you. Balm in Gilead, the name of that great old spiritual, sung live on soundcheck by Lawrence Brownlee, Damian Sneed performing at our piano from their collaborative record called Spiritual Sketches. Lawrence and Damian are performing tomorrow evening, 8 p.m. in the Allen Room at Lincoln Center as part of the American Songbook Series, and we'll be performing many of these spiritual sketches that they've recorded. They're playing for us here on Soundcheck today, and let's hear another song. This one is called Come By Here, Good Lord.
Come by here, good Lord, come by here. Come by here, good Lord, come by here. Come by here, good Lord, come by.
Lawrence Brownlee, the tenor, Damian Sneed at our piano, and Come By Here, Good Lord, one of their spiritual sketches. That is also the name of their most recent record. Lawrence, when you were growing up singing in church, did you sing this in proper English, Come By Here, or did you sing it as Kumbaya?
I didn't sing it in the proper English, and, you know, many of these songs, you know them from how they were performed before.
Right.
And a part of Spiritual Sketches, when Damian and I had discussed it, was some of the performance practices at the time when they became popular, it's because of, not to say that they were uneducated people, but their access to education was different than it is today. And part of what we talked about is making the graduation from what we've known them do to what we're doing today. We've been able to go and educate ourselves, of course, going to college and graduate school, but also doing so many things in society. Access to education is available for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we wanted to do is not to try to, with all respect and deference to what they did, but to show that we've made ourselves more. Yes, we moved on to the next thing, and to have, you know, give reverence to what they did, but also to show that we've done a lot of things, we've educated ourselves.
Well, in a funny way, Damian, that last arrangement looks back to like the 1930s. I mean, you've given a kind of a stride piano arrangement there.
Yes, yes.
And in fact, all of, you know, many of the songs on the record have widely different types of arrangement. Did you do all of those?
Yes, I did all of those, and that was another venture for us, is to make sure that each spiritual had its own character, but in exploring different styles.
Absolutely.
And hopefully we plan to do more collaborations like this, but also to take a wonderful voice like Lawrence Brownlee's, one of the best classical tenor voices known, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a pleasure to be able to work with him, but to hear that voice sing not just over these styles, but to sing with these styles.
So it's almost like you're treating these spirituals the way jazz singers treat what we call the great American songbook.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's that same, you know, reason that we, you know, that the idea we'd be educated. We've been educated. We know them, of course, traditionally what they've been. But we can perform them in a different way because we know we can navigate in many different styles, and that's what we tried to do in this album.
All right. Now, Lawrence, are you back at the Met anytime soon?
I am, actually. I get a chance to come back in April. I'll be doing I Puritani.
Okay.
So it'll be my first Bellini at the Met, and so now I've done Rossini and Donizetti, and now moving on to
You're
Bellini.
Hitting all the high notes in the bel canto repertoire, in a manner of speaking.
All the Enies are almost done, so I need to find someone else to sing at a certain point.
All the Enies. That's a good one. All right. Lawrence Brownlee, the tenor, Damian Sneed, the pianist. The record is called Spiritual Sketches. Guys, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us, John.
Yes.
Thank you.
This
Appreciate
is Soundcheck.
That.
Gita et ista dite la mia felicita Non fuggite io gli istanti della mia felicita Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer.